Here's a thought about the responsibilities of owning artwork. It pains me to report that I had a water leak that dripped into a couple of portfolio cases where I housed artwork from other photographers. I didn't discover it until recently, and it ends up that I lost 13 pieces of really terrific work. This particular portfolio container was large. It was where I kept the largest pieces of work that I've either purchased or been given to me. And there were several dozen photographs and a couple of lithographs, a couple of paintings. 13 of them were thoroughly destroyed. Forever. I feel a double sadness in this, that not only did I lose some of the work that was important to me, that people had gifted to me and that I'd purchased, but also lost that work to any future it might have had after I'm gone. So 13 wonderful efforts by creative photographers are now lost to history. I know, that goes on all the time. We can look back and think of all the thousands and thousands of pieces of artwork that have been destroyed by natural disasters, by this or that. But nonetheless, it always strikes me as a moment of sadness. The incredible talent and effort encapsulated in each piece of artwork, destroyed, gone. I can't help but feel that owning artwork implies a responsibility to it, a responsibility to protect it, to preserve it, to care for it, to share it with other people, to pass it on. And this is one of the reasons why I never give away my prints unsolicited. I'm conscious of the fact that when I give away a print that's unsolicited, I'm implying on that person a responsibility to care for that piece of artwork, which they may or may not be willing to do or have the capacity to do. And should I really impose that responsibility on them without their permission? Now, if someone says, gee, I really like that print and I'd love to own it, then I feel perfectly comfortable either giving it away or negotiating a selling price, because essentially what they've communicated to me is that it's an important piece of work to them, important enough that they'll probably care for it the way it should be cared for. And once I let it out of my hands, it's beyond my control, but I have confidence that that work will be cared for and live a normal, happy life. The point is, I don't want to impose the burden of care and display and preservation on anyone without their consent. I always think about that this time of year, because in my youth, I was always tempted to give away photographs as Christmas presents. And I did so, sometimes to my family, sometimes to friends, and it never fared well. My assumption is that they would be happy to hang it on their walls, but when I'd visit their homes, my prints weren't anywhere to be seen, and that communicated in a not-so-subtle way that they were less interested in owning the work than I was in giving it away. So, a few years into my photographic life, I decided that I would not do that anymore. I wouldn't give away prints unsolicited, because I want implied in that exchange a certain amount of care, a certain commitment to preservation, a certain commitment to enjoying it. Now, eventually, if they tire of it, maybe they're going to give it away to someone else. But again, every step along the way, there is an implied responsibility that's undeniable with artwork, or as far as that goes, lots of other possessions that we treasure and pass on to our loved ones somehow. The other aspect of this thought, of course, is that those things that we treasure, that are important in our life, may not be important at all to someone else. I sort of define my life to a very large degree by the artwork that I've created. But that's not how others define me. They may think, well, he's a photographer, but they couldn't recall any of my photographs because they're not interested in them. Or our connection is other than through the artwork that I make. And I think it's thoroughly unfair of me to impose that on them because the work is important to me And it's been my experience that it's just not going to be true, that what's important to me is universally important to anyone else, to everyone else. And when there is a connection, part of that connection is the implied responsibility of ownership. So I feel really bad about these 13 pieces of work that are gone. Nothing I can do about it now but live and learn and empathize a little bit with other stories I've heard from photographers whose property burned, who lost so much of their artwork through flood, through natural disaster, through earthquake. Wow. My heart goes out to them simply based on how I feel losing these 13 pieces to water damage.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.